As Haisha, I'm a life coach and I love helping people transform their lives. This month's topic is about feelings and emotions. Today, I will talk about how to overcome negative emotions. So first off, what are emotions? They are feelings that come from our thoughts and in turn affect our state of being. Or so we think. But actually, it's the other way around. The thought comes first and then the feeling. We are actually the feeling of our thoughts. So if we didn't have those thoughts, we wouldn't have those feelings. It really is a mindset shift. As soon as you change your thoughts from sad to happy, from angry to calm, etc., your state of being will change. Of course, this is easier said than done. It takes time, practice, and patience to realize that nothing is permanent, especially not our thoughts, and the sooner we change our thoughts, the sooner we change our feelings, and hence our state of being. Okay, so let's talk on a broader scale, whereby the majority of us are controlled by our thoughts and emotions. These emotions govern us daily. They are what drive us to do certain things, whether we like it or not. This is why we need to be in touch with our emotions, in order to be free of them and to be in the best state possible. So what do I mean by that? Being in touch with your feelings is vital in order to feel them, to understand them, to get the learnings, the teachings, to not allow them to fester longer than needed, and then to release them. The reason of feeling them and releasing them is to not allow them to take over your body or mind longer than necessary. Otherwise, these negative emotions will stay longer than needed and will eventually take over your well-being and come out in ways that can be damaging physically and mentally. So how do you handle negative feelings? When we are experiencing an uncomfortable emotion, we usually try various methods for it to stop. So we repress it, we judge it, we numb it, we avoid it. If your plan is to ignore it until it goes away, it unfortunately won't. All it will do is sit in your subconscious and fester until either you explode on people around you or your body suffers the consequence. I'm sure you've experienced it where you're upset about something, say at work for example, that you haven't dealt with, and your husband or your wife or your child does something that usually wouldn't upset you, but then you explode on them. This is one way because you haven't dealt with your emotion. Other ways undealt emotions can affect you are your health, which include higher blood pressure, lower resistance to infectious disease, increased allergic reactions, higher cholesterol levels, etc., etc. So strategies like overeating, drinking, and substance abuse, overspending, and overanalyzing are attempts to get out of feeling bad. But they just don't work. In fact, they can make you feel a lot worse. So, how do we get in control of our emotions? First, identify what you're feeling. You have to understand that your emotions are incredibly valuable. They deserve your compassion, your attention, and your patience. Your emotions are a superb guidance system. Before you can do anything about your emotions, you have to know that what they are. So here are a few negative emotions that usually come up: unhappy, annoyed, vengeful, abused, anxious, defeated, envious, disgusted, and so on. So the first step is don't judge your emotions, just identify them. Don't brush them under the rug. They will always resurface because you haven't dealt with them. So the second step is, there are two ways to shift your emotions. You express them and then respond. By expression, I do not simply mean thinking about them and talking to yourself about them. By expression, I mean start feeling them. I know it feels safer and easier to talk about your emotions and try to reason with yourself, like why you're angry, why you have the right to be upset, etc. But it is more healing to allow your emotions to be felt and expressed. The sooner you let yourself experience your feelings, the better off you will be. And the sooner they will disappear. So emotion is energy in motion. Emotion is energy in motion. It needs to move. It needs to be expressed. You don't have to analyze it nor understand it. Sometimes you just need to scream, hit a pillow, cry without judgment or analysis, say what you are feeling out loud. In front of a mirror is even better. Express it. Say, I'm angry, I'm dissatisfied, I'm sad, I'm confused, I'm paranoid. Whatever you're feeling, give voice to it. If you need to scream, shout, throw things around, pound on tables, impulse, go ahead. Get it out of your system. Give yourself permission to have an adult temper tantrum. Move your body by jumping, running, exercising, dancing, etc. This will change your state of being. Or another way is to take that emotional energy and channel it into something creative, like painting, cooking, writing, playing an instrument, etc. Whichever activity you enjoy that will allow you to change your state of mind. Whatever the expression is, just get it out. Let it move. Don't let the emotion remain stagnant in your mind and body. The third step is to purge it. This is almost a natural byproduct of the scream, pound, shout, pound on tables deal. It helps purge the system and relieve the pressure. Think about the times you've cried your eyes out. It felt terrible when you did it right. But when it was over, wasn't there a huge sense of relief? It's much needed for the body and mind to purge the emotions. Venting and getting off your chest feels so much better afterwards. So the fourth step is to release it. Once you've purged, go back to your mirror and say out loud, I release envy from my life. I release anger. I release shame. Whatever you need to let go of, say it out loud. And keep on repeating it. But don't just say it. Really feel it. Really believe it. And the last step is to replace it. Negative feelings are toxic to your body, your heart, your mind, your soul. The sooner you can focus on positive emotions, the better off you will be. Focus on what you have, not what you don't have. Count your blessings. It is essential to replace the negative emotions that you have just released with positive facts. Say, I am strong, I am worthy, I have a good support network, I have friends who love me, I have a loving husband, I have a fulfilling job, etc. Really feel what you are saying. So to recap, your emotions are your feedback system. Practice receiving the information and then responding to it. Otherwise, you'll end up just looping in the same emotion over and over and over again. Feelings move when we make the internal and external shifts that honor them. Speak your truth. Make a choice. Take charge of your life and change your behavior. Trust your emotions. They have amazing insight for you. Work with them rather than against them. Allow your emotions to put you in motion and make a change for the better. See that by changing your mindset and your thoughts, your feelings will change. So don't be a victim to your negative thinking. Succumb to their message, learn from them, let them go so you can allow positive feelings to enter your system. Thank you so much for listening. If you are still having trouble, I can help you release your feelings of anger, sadness, pain, guilt, fear, etc., and any limiting beliefs you have surrounding these emotions. Please do get in touch for more information. I also have a personal Instagram handle. Go ahead and follow.